What did you want to pull out a coat for, Liz? What's the story?
All right, well, I was going to drop some eggs off my sister's balcony onto my brother's trampoline.
This is too good. This is too good. You've got a trampoline where?
Well, it's on the patio.
Yeah.
It's more kind of trampette, really.
It's a trampette. Did you have to erect it yourself?
Well, yes. It's not actually that complicated a thing. It's for, I think it's for kicking footballs in if you haven't got anyone to play with, you know, and they bounce off.
That is good. But it's Carol's own job to get those things up because you can never get the elastics at the side taut enough.
Well, perhaps it's going to fall down then. I don't know.
But the thing you can do otherwise is adapt the settee to it. Take the cushions off the settee and jump up and down on those things. I haven't done that since I was about 8, but they're all been, yeah. I once had a fellow around my house, Alice, who was so cheap, he said he was a professional painter and decorator, but in fact, used the bottom of our settee as his pasteboard. Went into the front room, we had the settee upside down and was using it as his pasteboard. And I kept him on, paying him in the hand 20 quid a day. I went out, I said, he's using the bottom to say he's the pasteboard. Well, go in and fire her. How come? Just took him a cup of tea.
You do a decent job, that.
Well, I said to him, he said, I'll bring my own ball in. I said, don't mind me doing this. I said, it's a Liberty Print settee. He's got it upside down and he's putting paste on it from a big bucket and slopping it around like, but I said, because we're going to fire him. I said, I can't. He said, told us he did Robert Maxwell's house. He's obviously a professional. That's what he told us. He did Robert Maxwell's house.
Well, he's not going to deny it, is he?
Exactly, yeah. But no, he's still alive, I believe.
Oh.
So, anyway, Liz, we have something tremendous in front of us. You're now going to win £150 worth of rock and roll merchandise. You'll just run it through us again, what you're going to do for the programme.
Right, well, I'm going to drop an egg off my sister's balcony.
How high is that?
Well, I don't know, really. It was on the, top floor. Well, 22.
But the top floor of the Empire State Building is one hand. On the top floor of a maisonette is something else. Exactly, but approximately.
Oh, I'm not very good with numbers.
Women never are good with sizes. And there's a million in the world. Please don't start pulling at that thread or our whole lives become unravelled. But then, so, approximately, is it as tall as a bus?
Taller than a bus.
One egg from the top onto a trampette.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's at about 45 degrees to the ground, so what should happen is it should bounce off and then hit the ground a bit further along, I think.
Okay, so it's going to, it's like skimming stones at the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be done. Is there any way you can bounce it back up and catch it again?
Well, my sister's out there, so if it bounces up, I'll...
How about if she held the trampette above her head, so it was only a few feet from you then, and you tried to bounce it up and catch it again?
You want me to do that?
I believe this is what Mojo magazine calls one of their juvenile stunts. So if she could hold it up close to you, and then we can see if it is physically possible to bounce an egg straight back up into someone's hand.
Jen, you've got to hold it. I want you to hold it.
No!
Yeah, go on, please.
Oh, come on, she thinks we're going to hit her with the egg. Women may not be good at sizes, but they've always been good at throwing things.
Okay, that'll be lovely.
You may be the £1,000 winner. We've just instigated this. So, she's now holding it aloft.
Yep.
You are leaning...
Yep.
What's she saying?
She's saying,
All right.
With a G and an H at the end.
A-A-A-A-R-G-H. So, here we go. We've got this.
Okay,
and,
ready?
And keep us informed, of course, what happens, because we're on the radio.
Okay,
so, off
I'm going to drop it now. It went through the hole.
Thank you very much indeed. I believe the sister's name is Jenny. This is...